A Path Out of the Madness. By Truthsayer. What a bleak winter this has been. Aside from the terrible disappointment across the Atlantic, it has been despondent in its own right. No pubs or coffee shops. No gatherings, no Christmas to speak of, no festive events, no office party, no beer festivals, no steam train rides, no museum special weekends, and nothing else of the ilk. A country walk has become a parsimonious affair. No pint by the fireside on the way home, instead it is straight home like a destitute student of yesteryear. Every day is the tedious same and begins as I wave my partner off to work at the hospital after she has scraped the global warming off her car in the dark, log on to my work laptop at 8, and then wave off my son to school at 8:30 a.m. courtesy of the NHS trump card which the school knows better than to argue against, then I am alone for 7 hours. My routine includes opening the curtains and blinds after he has left, knowing that some 8 hours later I will do the rounds again and close them all against the long winter evening. My only hope of being outside in the daylight on weekdays is a brief trip out at lunchtime, which is not always possible due to the vagaries of my working day. Some days I don't bother to use the generous allowance that the nice Mr. Hancock has provided me with. One of things I miss the most is the cheeky pint when out and about, running errands, ducking in somewhere when you ought not to. A quick half hour and a beer. Another is the Saturday afternoon pub preparation, having a shower, tidying up, choosing deodorant and aftershave, selecting some nice fresh clothes, getting ready to be presentable to the outside world for a few hours rather than migrating from one set of tatty clothes to the next. Whilst talking via Teams with someone from work, we got onto the topic of the lockdown. She lives a very different lifestyle to myself, but is still very put out by it all, and is most concerned about the lack of a clear path out of the mire. Which got me thinking about how we are driven to criticize the failings and lies and hypocrisy, easy to do given the establishment's actions, but how should a government move to get the country out of the doldrums we are in? A path back to normality would have to involve ridding the government of numerous advisers and senior civil servants, so it is taken as read that this would happen. It would also have to involve a serious change in tune from the official government line, backed up by the rollout of vaccines, taken voluntarily. A series of issues would have to be addressed via new policies. 1. The government needs to accept that the annual winter respiratory disease is a regular event that allegedly overwhelms our NHS, leading to much screeching and leftist propaganda each year. In addition, the coronavirus is likely to remain the dominant winter respiratory disease for some years to come and is thus likely to aggravate this scenario, especially after half the population has been terrorized by the establishment for months on end. The country needs a permanent fix. Not unusable gimmicky Nightingale hospitals, so they need to build extra capacity for winter respiratory disease, perhaps one or two large hospitals that specialize in this in the winter and then spend the summer on routine operations. This would act as a buffer against high strain periods on the NHS, reducing the screeching from the left wave and fend off future demands for lockdowns based on the NHS being overwhelmed. As part of this process, the NHS must be more COVID-proofed, a process which was woefully ignored by our experts during the calmer months of last summer. Procedures such as doctors dressing up like Darth Vader to protect themselves and then going round rotating from COVID patient to non-COVID, to COVID patient to non-COVID, all shift long, spreading it about, must end. There must be an increase in isolation areas in hospitals and greater segregation. Although there will be an expense here, it will form part of the path to ending the shutdowns and getting the economy back on its feet. 2. We need a permanent solution to the other weak spot in the NHS, staff shortages allegedly due to lots of staff having the Rona or other winter respiratory disease. The UK possesses and utilizes armed forces reservists for wars we either don't need or don't actually expect. The government should harness the coronavirus volunteers force from last spring and set up an NHS reservist unit that can be called upon to plug the gaps during the winter respiratory disease outbreaks. This will remove another of the excuses for shutting down half the country. Make no bones about it, these lockdowns are a dangerous precedent. The loud minority backed by a Marxist media will be screeching for shutdowns at the first sign of a dodgy model which predicts deaths and cases, so having extra resources for both staff and beds in the NHS will be essential to resisting a repeat of the shutdown insanity. 3. Recording of deaths. The ludicrous practice of recording any death by any cause as their own if it is within 28 days of an unreliable PCR test must end. The government should set a date by which this will cease, and the process must be replaced with a new measure. Medical staff will decide on a death certificate whether there was any input from the coronavirus, be it cause of death or contributory. Testing will be irrelevant to the cause of death. Included in the statistics which are calculated and published for death levels must be information about overall death levels and how these compare the 5-year average for the time of year, and how they compare to previous years with high excess death levels, adjusted for population growth to ensure the correct perspective. The current position exaggerates the deaths blamed on coronavirus and leads to high number which are easily manipulated to maintain hysteria and fear. A new, more accurate regime is needed to provide a more reasoned and calm perspective for managing public health. 4. Releasing of deaths data. Data on deaths must no longer be issued on a daily basis. This leads to a daily hype and hysteria amongst both the media and the population, and to pressure for changes to existing solutions in just a few days and far too soon to see whether measures already in place are effective. It creates a tense and explosive setting akin to the stock markets during periods of volatility, or the notion of releasing unemployment data weekly during harsh recessions. Deaths data should be released once per week, preferably on a Sunday. This will allow and encourage assessments to be made across a longer period and reduce the exaggerated sense of fear and tension throughout society. 5. Daily briefings must end. These manufacture the atmosphere of a crisis and feed the lazy media's 24-hour news cycle. There should be weekly briefings which include the government releasing the weekly deaths data. This will allow the government to move away from the current status of reeling from one set of figures after the another, meekly buffeted about by media reactions, to one of providing the information and then its interpretation of these statistics and the plans, if any, to deal with them and giving adequate warning of any changes. 6. Self-isolating. The current rules on self-isolating must be altered so that those who have tested positive for coronavirus are exempt. Self-isolating is very disruptive for both private individuals, employers and relatives. Possibly as many as 20 million people have had the virus, and millions have tested positive, yet we are not gaining any dividend for this growing development. That must change, and doing so will put to bed one of the key superstitions that Project COVID Fear have weaponized, that it can readily be caught twice. Such a formal move will also move society away from the ceaseless socialized demands of we are all in this together. 7. The vulnerable. Much has been made of the vulnerable, and how we've all got to pull together to save them. They are all someone's grandma, etc. This has allowed the perfect storm to brew in a midst whereby the risks to the vulnerable are socialized, any perceived rule breaking is murder, and the demonization of anyone who opposes shutdowns. Little is said about how precisely the vulnerable are catching the virus, because asking such questions and speculating logically would not fit the narrative. In reality, there are a limited number of ways that a vulnerable person can become infected. They could go into our NHS and catch it there. They could be taking risks or even breaking the rules. Neither of these scenarios would go down well with the cult now wielding power in the UK, but somehow the government must change the narrative in this area. A new campaign to inform the vulnerable, passages covering their specific guidance in the weekly briefings, letters from GPs, and other methods must be deployed to shift the responsibility to personnel from the state, society at large. This must be performed gently, gathering pace over several weeks. No single policy here would break us out of the doldrums. Even a combination of two or three will not be enough to break the lines of Project COVID fear. Many puffins will balk at the implied expenditure involved in the package, but I would urge people to think of the expense of furlough schemes, and the cost of shutting the economy down, and remember the big picture, to end the exaggerated crisis, to finish the spestund, get us opened up, and get our human rights returned. As a package, I would speculate that these policies will set us on the path to restored liberty. Some policies could be implemented immediately, and others would have to be timed well. Some would dovetail in with the annual collapse of winter respiratory diseases during April, and I would coldly calculate that others would fit in best once the deaths and cases are dropping like a stone in May. Many will have noted my lack of concern with face masks here. This is because I think that once the nation is weaned off the crisis, then an obvious time to remove them from regulations will present itself. Already we are into February, so the government needs to get cracking, and I see no reason why full liberty cannot be restored by June, and bolted into place so I cannot be challenged again next winter. Copyright Truthsayer 2021.